Where are the young men with sexual integrity?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Reflect for a moment on the sexual integrity of ancient Joseph. We learn from Genesis 39 that he was very handsome and well-built. Down in Egypt, Potiphar's wife began to look at him lustfully. "Come and sleep with me," she demanded. But Joseph refused. "Look," he said, "my master trusts me with everything in his entire household. No one here has more authority than I do. He has held back nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How could I do such a wicked thing? It would be a great sin against God." She kept putting pressure on Joseph day after day, but he refused to sleep with her, and he kept out of her way as much as possible. But one day, when nobody was in the house except the two of them, she grabbed him and demanded that he sleep with her. Joseph tore himself away and ran from the house. Later, she accused Joseph of trying to rape her. Potiphar was furious when he heard his wife's story of how Joseph had treated her. So he threw Joseph into prison where the king's prisoners were, and there he remained. But the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. How we wish that many more young men and women today possess the integrity and courage that Joseph had.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com. Again, visit urbanministries.com.